Yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we are talking about Binance. Binance is the new exchange out of Shanghai, and it has been a big focus of my attention the past month or so, but it's only been around for about 2 months. It just said, I read it the other day, like 45 days. I think it was August 24th or 27th, around then, that they said, well, congratulations, 45 days of Binance Exchange. And I was like, damn, it's only been 45 days? And I had to check the date again. It's like, yeah, 2017. I thought maybe it was 2016, but it's only 45 days. So it's only been around for about 2 months now. That's why I'm going to tell you about Binance a little bit. We can figure out if we like this exchange or not. Of course, you're going to hear the pros and cons at the end and just a bit of history and operations through the middle. So let's get started. Well, first, Binance is a Shanghai-based company, as I said, and it's led by the CEO, Zhao Chengpeng, and it is incorporated under his company, Beiji Technology. The CEO, Mr. Zhao, is from McGill University. That's where he got his bachelor's in computer science. And since then, he has been the founder of OKCoin, blockchain.info, and he has worked for Bloomberg. In August 2017, the exchange announced that Iha, another co-founder of OKCoin, was going to join the platform and start working for the exchange. Iha is also known for being a cryptocurrency evangelist. She's one of the most respected and influential individuals in China's online economy. After leaving OKCoin at the end of 2015, Iha joined Yixia Technology as their vice president. She later launched Yizhibo, a Chinese-based broadcasting platform that exploded in growth in 2016. And yes, I am reading a summary that I got off the internet. And besides these two, Binance has a lot of high-profile people in their ranks. Some of the people have come from places like Morgan Stanley, SBI Group, and other big tech companies or exchanges throughout the industry. So they have a lot of experience behind them. Now, let's just move on to the exchange, because that's why everybody's listening, not to hear about these people per se. The exchange, again, like I said, it's China-based, Shanghai, and it's only a couple of months old. To get started, they initially did an ICO, and they raised money through their own coins, which their coins can be used on their platform to pay for fees, transferring fees or the fees for or maker-taker fees. And the maker and taker fees, which we'll get to more in depth in a minute, can be discounted if you're using their coins. Now, their coin price went crazy the past, I would say, since they started. They just went nuts, up to, like, I think probably touching $3. But as of late, they are down to about 70 cents, 80 cents today. And since the news came out today, or yesterday, about the China banning, well, not banning, but making ICOs that have not registered properly or went through the proper channels, which the channels are yet decided by the Chinese government, they are illegal. Now, one of the stipulations from the Chinese government for the ICO ban is that ICOs or recent ICOs have to return their funding or whatever funds they've raised in their ICO. And since Binance did that, I'm wondering if they're going to have to return their funds. So I think the market's a little crazy with their coin right now. However, we have to see how this plays out, because Neo and the CEO of Binance, Mr. Zhao, are very good friends. And they know each other for years, as well as other people that are surrounded in this industry. Now, Neo and the government seem to have an understanding. Now, is Neo going to be the platform for future ICOs? And if Binance is teamed up with Neo and under their, say, umbrella, are they going to skirt some of this legalities, or, you know, through maybe loopholes or favors or whatever? And we're going to have to find that out in a little bit, but it's going to be interesting to see. So Binance, ICO, coin, something probably not to hold right now, or something to buy a lot of, because it's cheap compared to what it was a month ago. And if it gets up back up to that price, you're tripling your money or even more. So going into the exchange itself, the exchange itself is newer technology, let's just say. So it takes care of a lot of problems that, say, older exchanges are having with scaling. Nobody expected that, you know, the cryptocurrency economy was going to go to $160 billion today from where it was last year. And yes, they thought growth, but it kind of just happened. You know, it didn't like, okay, it's, you know, 40 billion, 50, 60, 70, 80. It was like, oh, we're at, you know, 60 billion. Now we're at 100 and 60. And so you have all these, you have this choking the network, and it's choking some of these exchanges. Well, one of Binance's qualities is that they're capable of sustaining 1.4 million orders a second. This is a quote from the CEO from their Reddit AMA, which the link is in the description, that you can be certain that you will never be stuck on their exchange. Now, I'm curious about that. I have seen their exchange go up to around 200 million in daily volume, but it's about 90 today, 90 million in the 24 hours. So I'm wondering what would happen if they do this. I mean, it does come that they are doing a half a billion a day, like Bittrex or Poloniex or these other exchanges. I would love to see if they actually can live up to their promise. As we all know, one of the biggest problems with using, say, Poloniex 2 months ago was that they just couldn't handle the volume, which made people lose money, which made people lose faith, and made people hop off the platform and go somewhere else. So I think that they have their scaling taken into consideration, but we'll see. Now, going into their fees, like I said, their maker and taker fees can be paid just like normal from the coin that you're using or a certain tax, and that tax is 0.1%. So their fees are the cheapest in the business right now. Their maker and taker fees are 0.1%, opposed to, say, a range from 0.1 to 0.25 to 0.3%, which is the industry standard based off of how much volume you are trading. Now, again, they have discounts. So if you're using their coin to pay these maker taker fees or any other fees that the platform might charge you, then you might get discounts. And right now, for the first year of operations, they have a 50% discount to their fees. So they're trying to encourage people to hop on, start buying coins through lower fees. Now, with this, they have something called a token burn process. Now, this is a percentage of the total coins available. This is their coins, the BNB coin, will be bought back from the market using the company's profits and destroyed over time, reducing the total supply available. This is a way of compensating token holders for investing in the company. And this is on their white paper. So if you would like to go to their white paper and figure them out and see what they're doing, that link is also in the description. In English, I think they have white paper published in Chinese and English, which is kind of interesting. I'm kind of curious how OAX is going to handle their coin in the future. Is this going to be like a sort of fee token, or are they going to just have it as a currency to be, I don't know, let's see what happens with OAX. You know, just like everybody that starts a business, they're going to put out their own sales pitch or propaganda or, you know, story or narrative. And they did. So this is what their Reddit beginner's guide says, also link in the description. Things that they say in their beginner's guide on Reddit that are unique to Binance platform. Safety and stability. Binance uses a multi-tier and multi-cluster system of architecture. I don't know what that means. Sorry, but I'm going to have to say cool, but it looks like a bunch of bullshit. They say they have multi-device support. Binance supports web browsers, Android, HTML5, WeChat, iOS, all in their native form. Does that work? Because there's some companies that just have crap iOS support or Android support. And Bittrex is one of them. Sorry, Bittrex. You're my main driver, you're my daily driver, but I can't get anything done when I'm on my phone outside and if I have to make an emergency buy, it's like stop everything, sit down, or emergency sell because I just have to buy, so it's an emergency. Really, it's a clusterfuck. I can't see it any other way than it's just a clusterfuck. theirs is actually quite beautiful. So I used it for a little bit to buy some gas, and not like, you know, 91 or octane 87, but the Neo gas. It was fine. It was easy, very easy to use. Big buttons, everything you could see properly. Very touch sensitive. There was nothing too small where you're just like, wow, why did they do it this way? Or, man, I really could wish I could have it another way. You have, you know, limited real estate on your smartphone, and I think they use it the best you probably can. The design is kind of generic-y, but you don't really need much. You just need it to function. And if I'm going to use it, and I'm going to buy some coins or sell some coins, it works. So I'm very surprised and impressed that they took that extra step to make sure that it's usable on multiple devices. They also say that they have multi-language support: Chinese, English, Japanese, and Korean. So you can see that they're very Asia market friendly. Their English is on their site is fine. I've been using it forever. Well, forever meaning a month and a half or so. What else? Multiple coin support. They also have multiple coin support, which means that they can just trade a variety of coin. Now, they don't really have that much coins up there on their platform. However, the coins that they do have are mostly unique to them, or they're unique to other smaller exchanges. For example, gas. You can't buy gas anywhere besides them. I'm trying to think of another platform you can't. I can't think of one off the top of my head. OAX, you can buy there as well. Other coins just get released just on that platform. Most of them are coming out of China, actually. Like healthcare chain. It's a disaster. I saw the hype for healthcare chain, HCC. And man, when it came out, it was like 10 cents. It's like down to 1 cent right now. It just looks like a fraud. But it's there. Okay, fine. But they also have all kinds of other coins that are there, and you can pair, and they do a pretty good job of pairing it with like Bitcoin. You can buy it with Bitcoin or ETH. Or
a couple other things to note about Binance is that how do you purchase coins? And you're purchasing coins with other altcoins or Bitcoin. So you can send in your Bitcoin or a lot of different coins to Binance, but you're going to purchase mainly with either Bitcoin, ETH. You can send in other coins as well and just exchange to Bitcoin or ETH while you're in there. And how do you do that? You just go to the funds tab and go to deposits and withdrawals. And in deposits and withdrawals, you can see the coin that you want to use or send into the exchange. Hit deposit. It will generate the address and you send it in just like any other exchange. So it's pretty straightforward and easy. And the last thing is, where are their servers located? Now, their servers are located out of China. Why is that important? Two reasons. The first reason, anything located in China is slow, 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 slow. They have a firewall to block things like Facebook, Google, and monitor the internet to make sure that they have only their government-approved websites working within China. But they also monitor the internet as well. So everything is kind of like being routed through a third party, if you will, or even a third and fourth party, so that they can check on what everybody's doing. For example, did you know that there are thousands, thousands of people working, watching the internet and watching to see if there's porn? There is actually a person that's getting paid to sit down at a desk, and not even a person, thousands of people to sit down at a computer and watch the internet to see if there's porn. And they make the call if it's porn or not, and then they delete it or block the page, and you can never find it again. Or just delete the whole website together and make sure that it's blocked in China. Since that there's these third and fourth layers of, you know, sensory, anything that's based in China is going to be really slow. So if you are working in China, and this is just for, you know, just general knowledge, if you're working in China and you're going to make a website, you want your servers in China if that's your target. You're going to buy servers on, like, I think it's AliCloud. They have their servers and you can, you know, just buy space. I think it's an Alibaba company. And it's going to work perfectly right when you get out of China, right? When you go to Hong Kong, even Taiwan, even, you know, where anywhere even close, I mean, you could just hop the border and go to Mongolia. It's gonna suck. And the same thing with the servers outside of China. Inside China, it probably is a little hard for Binance to operate unless they have servers in China as well. But I have confirmed with the company. Again, I added the Mr. Joe's LinkedIn the other day. And it, apparently we have 3 or 4 mutual connections because we both are in Shanghai. So that's interesting to know. But I confirmed with the company that their servers are located outside of China. So that's great for, again, speed and sensory. And people aren't going to be able to as easily track what you're doing, but I doubt it since they're based in Shanghai. More than likely they know what you're doing, but their servers outside of China. And that's about it for their features. There's a big list of features. These are the ones that I thought were most interesting and things that I thought that were most relevant for the average person day to day. It's, can you use it on your phone? Is it fast? And is it safe and is it stable? Yes, it's safe and stable. All those things are good. All right, moving on to the operations of Binance. So sign up for Binance is pretty much the same as any other one. Email address, password, two-factor authentication. Don't go anywhere without doing two-factor authentication. Google Authenticator. And just sign up. Now, your daily withdrawal limit of just signing up with your email is 2 Bitcoin. So that's more than plenty for most people. You send out $10,000 every day just by signing up with your email. However, if you want to increase your daily withdrawal limit to level 2, which is 50 Bitcoin, you need to submit some verifications to them. And you see submit verification documents, there's going to be a toggle because you're going to be, once you get into that page, it's going to be China automatically. So you're going to see all kinds of Chinese stuff. Not, it's going to be in English, but you're going to see like Chinese IDs and ID cards and stuff like that. But you want to just toggle it to international where you can put your first or last name, your gender, your country, your passport. And you want to send them your passport cover and your pictures of your passport in a JPEG form and send it over to them. And you also have to add a selfie with your photo ID and a note that says, hey, this is me with the date, which is kind of crazy, but okay, 50 Bitcoin. Then you can move out after that. Now, the exchange is interesting. I think a lot of exchanges right now are trying to create this point of difference with their design and the way that it functions. And they're trying to do this with the different layouts and different features that are built in just to their homepage. And Binance does it kind of interestingly. Their exchange homepage is a little bit different in the fact that on the top bar, they have a hotkey selector. This is not customizable, so you can't like drag and drop it so you can customize your top bar, but it's mostly the daily movers are the ones that they want to promote on top. So you could just click into, say, Eth and Bitcoin, and boom, you're just transferred and shot out to Eth and Bitcoin trading homepage. Other than that, on the right-hand side, they have like a news update platform. Some of their topics are like, you know, Binance gets venture capital investments, Binance released Android beta app. Binance adds quantum Bitcoin trading pair and stuff like that. You know, so like they're just keeping you up in the loop with what's going on in the Binance world. There's another function here that you can go pro. And it's just another screen layout. And this one has a bigger chart. And that chart can go full screen. I was playing with it today. I really don't use these charts on the exchanges that much. As much as I would say use TradingView, which I would do a podcast on TradingView. But this chart is very well, because you can go full screen, you can change it, manipulate it quite a bit, and it is not as bad as some of them. But this full screen option really kills it. Now, using the purchasing functions, they have another thing that I really think that's interesting, and they have a button under their amount where you can just say you have a balance of 1 Bitcoin. You can say a quarter Bitcoin, a half Bitcoin, or 3/4 of a Bitcoin, and you can just hit that button to automatically put that much money into it, and it'll already, you know, give you the market value of how much X coin you're going to buy with that much Bitcoin. And it's kind of gimmicky, but I kind of find it, you know, comforting or convenient. One thing I have not had a problem with on this exchange yet is the speed. The speed is fast. It buys quick, it sells quick,
It transfers fairly quick. Most things when it comes to NEO and gas, Bitcoin will make you nervous. Bitcoin, as for the other features of the exchange, they work almost just like any other exchange. You can, you know, see your deposits, withdrawals, your history. It's pretty clear. It's just, you know, basic. However, I do not like that some of their instructions are in Chinese, even if you're in the English view. For example, deposit history and withdrawal history. If you're withdrawing a certain coin, it would tell you like in transfer or transit or confirming in Chinese. So if you don't speak it, you're like, what the hell does it say? I have one Bitcoin there and it says something in Chinese and you start to panic. What is going on? Another thing that drives me crazy is there's this time lag, and not all places have it. There's usually like, okay, say if I send some Bitcoin from Coinbase to Bittrex, I see that it's leaving Coinbase and I see it in my Bittrex. So I can see, okay, it's confirm or confirming in Coinbase and it's arriving or pending in Bittrex. So I can see that both of them are working on the same problem. In Binance, if I send it from, say, Coinbase or Bittrex, a Bitcoin from one of those two exchanges, over to Binance, there's a time gap. And that drives me mad. So it would say on, say, Bittrex, you're sending that Bitcoin, order's pending, and then it says order's sent, or it just disappears, and you say your Bitcoin sent. So then when you go to Binance to look to see if your funds have been deposited, nothing's there. And you see if it's pending, nothing's there. And you're just like, okay, is it going to come or not? And it has always taken about 5 to 10 minutes to pop up and say something in Chinese. It's annoying. There's just this little lag, and if you're not used to it, it will drive you crazy. Other than that, about the exchange, I want to say that there's nothing really fancy about it, but I like it. I really like the exchange in general. I do like the way that it's set up in the exchange view, and you have this little news, you know, updates going on to see what's happening in the market while you're looking at your exchange. I do like the little gimmicky 25%, 50%, 75% of your holdings to purchase a certain coin with, just that little fast button. And I love how fast it is. I have never had to wait for buying anything. It was just instantaneous. And I love that. Now, again, their volume is way down compared to, say, Poloniex or Bittrex. It's at 100 million or 90 million today compared to half a billion that they're doing. However, they say that they're fast. They say that you're not going to have these problems. So let's see. So far, so good. And again, I like their Pro View. Like I said, their Pro View, their big full screen chart with lots of options to take a look and analyze your chart before, you know, you're making your purchases or as you're just observing the market. That's a huge plus. Now, I didn't say pros before, but I'm going to go with the cons. And the cons are, in the past couple of days, especially with the NEO huge downturn, which I'm going to have a podcast just on that because that's going to be my rant this week because I bled heavily. I think I'm still bleeding. I'm not really, but I'm a little upset by this. But with this whole NEO downturn, there's been a lot of complaints of sending out NEO or gas or Bitcoin, and there's been a lot of delays in sending things out. And I'm just wondering what's going on with that, because if you say you have great relationships with the CEO of NEO, and people are complaining about gas NEO withdrawals during a huge bear or a huge correction or a huge sell-off, like, what is that? What is that? And the other one is the shady coin moves the past, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago. And I did a podcast rant. I think it was my commentary/rant number 4 about this. And it was when OAX and DNT went onto their exchanges to trade in an ETH pair. OAX was up, say, almost to $3. And DNT was also way up. And right when it got released in their market, on their platform, it just dropped. I mean, talking not normal drops. When you get released on a new exchange, usually your coin goes up or it stays the same. Even if it drops 20%, 30%, they bled 60, 70%. And I just there is something shady there. So all in all, Binance, they're off to a good start, in my opinion. It works. It is fast. It's everything they say it is. There's a lot of good options to it. And they're listing coins that you can't find other places. And you still can buy your ETH, your Litecoin, your Bitcoin. But you also can pick up, some other coins that you think that are a little more obscure and are only being released on certain platforms. But there is a big but here. And just because I know the China market, and I know this might sound a little biased, I am always curious about how China is going to release or navigate some of these issues that arise in the market, or how they're going to treat friends or relationships that they have. Now, they have good relationships with NIO. Are they going to help them out by manipulating their exchange? These coins that got sold off really fast, who was bringing in money? Who was bringing in money to Shanghai, and how did this happen? Let me know. Not because I have money to move, but just give me a heads up next time so I could not be invested in NOAX when this happens, please. That's the only issues that I have with Binance right now, is because even though they're very out in the open, they're doing AMAs, they're trying to build a brand and be very approachable. I'm going to use the word approachable. They're trying to be very approachable, very, seen out there. Like, here I am. Here's Binance. There's nothing to worry about. I'm still a little worried because there's things that happen on Binance that are just not right. So my verdict, use them. They're great. Don't keep any coin there. And just keep an eye on what's happening in the market and what coins are going out in the market. I would say that if you're going to use Binance and you're going to pick up one of these coins like HCC coin, with the healthcare chain coin, just really look into those coins before you start investing into them, and see, maybe give them a little bit of a time on the exchange. That's the only thing I can say, just because if they've only been open this long and two or three other coins dropped like crazy, and actually four coins. I don't think it's a coin thing anymore. I think it's something a little more than that. And it's either a lack of oversight, which is why I think China's cracking down, or using the exchange just to, have like help out, do favors for people. It's like, hey, I know the CEO of healthcare chain, so I'm going to put this coin on without due diligence or any kind of research into what this coin is. Anyway, that is my episode on Binance. I hope it was informative enough to make a decision to try to use it out. I like it. I think it's functional. It works well. Of course, with every exchange, caution. But this one, maybe another level of caution. Not security caution, but what coins are on there and how they're being exchanged. Other than that, thank you very much. This is Crypto 101, Matthew Aaron. You can find us on Twitter, crypto_101, Facebook, SoundCloud, Tumblr, Crypto 101. And this week's song is by The Bad Plus. The song is called Flim. Originally, this song was done by the Apex Twins. The Bad Plus covered it. They're a jazz trio. Did an amazing job. Check it out. Links in the description. Crypto 101, Matthew Aaron.